Now, you know, here at Gorilla Grooves, we always bring in interesting guests, and I've got an amazing guest here, especially, I think, for what we do in the show. Let me bring this down a little bit. I feel like the music is a little loud. I'm sure Kaheem would have texted me if it was that loud. Especially for what we do, we work with independent artists. And independent artists, you know, the struggle is light. The struggle is being seen. And, you know, sometimes we don't have that machine that other people do. And so we have to find different ways to own and control what we have in our creativity. And this man is actually going to bring you that. He's going to bring you that in spades in a way that has never been seen before. From the Bronx, if I'm correct. From the Bronx, BX. Oh, BX, my God.
All day.
Coming down from Riverdale. I don't know if that takes away some points. Oh, my man, Ajene, right?
Ajene.
I knew I was going to say it wrong, but Ajene, salute to you. Shout out to you.
Salute.
Ajene, and we spoke earlier today, and you was breaking down, you know, what you do, which is empowering people, you know, and some of the most important work that we need right now. And you said you're a digital real estate.
Yeah, well,
explain digital real estate, because you deal in digital real estate, which means, explain that to the people.
Well, just so for clarity, I was explaining to you that our company is Digital Asset Monetary Network.
Okay.
And that company, which is a public company, we focus on helping everyday people establish and grow generational wealth. So we work with entrepreneurs and investors to invest in things that they didn't realize they can invest in. So
Because
of that, one day, I'm just cutting to the chase here. One day, we see a lot of different opportunities. And across the desk, one day came a call where I had the pleasure to be on a phone with some pioneers in a particular industry called the domaining space. And that's where digital real estate lives. And digital real estate is simply domain names, right?
Right.
People buy and sell domain names all day long. You know, it could be like gorillagrooves.com or gorillagrooves.hiphop. Which one would you prefer?
Right, because you can choose. I mean, that's where it's like .co, .uk. You can kind of choose that. Yeah. Right. And that's where the real estate.
Well, that's where we talk about it. That's how we.
And now, all right, I would like gorillagrooves.hiphop, but it's longer to write.
It's what?
It takes longer to write. Comma C O M. You got it. Now, but besides owning, what else do you? What is the benefit of me having a .hiphop over having a .com?
I mean, for us as a culture, it's representation. Yeah. I mean, here's the fact. When I was introduced to .hiphop, I didn't even realize that .com or .club or any of those things, I didn't know exactly what they were.
Right.
So I consider myself pretty astute, educated, and I had no, and we talk about financial literacy, and I did not know that there were people that owned the rights to develop and manage these things. And so I had no idea that there were 1,500 of these TLDs, these right of the dots, so .com, .org, .co, like you just said. So I never heard of .hiphop. But what's odd, is crazy, is that Grandmaster Caz had just told a story on Norby saying, yo, if I knew back then what hip-hop was going to be today, I would have owned that. I would have trademarked it. I would have done something, right?
For sure.
And so here I am on the phone with some dudes that got this game locked. And I have an opportunity to jump into something I have nothing about. All I know is called .hiphop. And I'm thinking, dang, what about the next 50 years? I just, you know, they gave me an opportunity to become partners with Monty Khan. I call him the great Monty Khan. He's been in this business for almost like 26, 27 years, a pioneer in the business. And I got a principal partnership with him. And that's giving us the opportunity to both build a domain, a TLD is what it's called, build a top-level domain.
What's the acronym, the TLD? What's the acronym for that?
It means top-level domain. It's actually called the GTLD, generic top-level domain.
And explain that for the people, because these are a bunch of idiots.
Those are the people in the ER.
Jesus Christ. Our fans, I love them to death, but I'm confused. I know they're confused. TLD, and you said it's GTLD.
A GTLD is a generic top-level domain. That is what comes right of the dot.
Right.
So in order to have a domain name, you need what's left of the dot, which is whatever it is.
Whatever name you have, that you have to buy.
Right? And what's right of the dot, which is your .com, your .co, .club, .sex,
.whatever. And the difference between those, is that regional? What's the difference between those?
It could be a number of different things. One of the primary differences is just who develops it and what the purpose of that is. So .com was the first. So it became the catch-all. So it's global. It's got an unfair advantage. It's a dot, you know, .com and .net, they were early to the game. But think about it. You have .club. You literally have .sex. You have .law. You have 1,500 of these things out there, actually. And they're all managed by a governing body called ICANN. Don't ask me what that means right now. But it's called it's a governing body called ICANN.
A lot of acronyms in this shit.
A lot of acronyms. Yeah. Right? That's how they make sure they confuse us, right?
Yeah, for
throw,
sure.
Throw a bunch of acronyms at them. They won't ever look this shit up.
They never look this shit up, right?
So they have a governing body that makes sure that the internet and these TLDs are managed properly, and only a handful of people manage them. And so here we are, we're fortunate enough to actually have gotten possession of a registry called .hiphop.llc that is a slate that has the ability to manage and develop .hiphop. And what's important about this is that right now we are giving it back. When I say giving it back, we are trying to make it available to the people, to the culture. We're saying, yo, hip-hop is a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
Right? It's more than music. It's transcended everything. Race, religion, all sorts of culture differences. It's probably one of the greatest unifiers
the last 40 years,
since
I always say.
Civil rights movement, right? Yeah. Steve Stout said that, the civil rights movement. So when you take that into consideration, then hip-hop could be like a .com from the standpoint that it can be a catch-all. And why?
A catch-all for everything hip-hop, you would say.
Everything hip-hop in that.
Which is a wide net.
Which is a wide net across the world.
Uh-huh.
And it's across ethnicities. And it can catch just about anything.
And so, and what would that do exactly? Does that just compartmentalize where I'm going to find hip hop? Or, I mean, because you say there's a monetization off all this, right? I mean, how do we, because it's an owning.
Well, there's a difference between owning the registry, which is one thing that we are telling people about. Like, we want people to actually want the registry to be hip hop centric, if you will. You know, owned by the culture and the community. That's what me and my partners are looking to do.
What's owning the registry?
The registry is the LLC.
Right.
Owning the registry is the equity in that registry being owned by the community, buying into that registry, investing in that while it's still young and affordable. And that's the goal. Now, from a digital real estate point of view, which is the other side of this, when I first got involved, I got involved from the standpoint of, yeah, you know, this is cultural. We need the representation. If you're in hip hop, you should have a .hiphop TLD. I still believe that. But what I really come to learn after going to NamesCon in Austin and speaking on that panel is people make mad bank buying and selling domain names.
Mm.
And you know how many people were down there that look like you and me?
Zero.
A handful. I have little hands, so maybe
zero.
Maybe a handful. Handful. And the crazy thing is that it's an easy education to learn. It's a low barrier to entry in terms of cost, and it's really accessible to get involved in. So it's economically enriching almost immediately. So that means if a young man, young woman are looking for a come up, all they gotta do is invest in digital real estate. Buy it for $7, $20, $30 today. I mean, what were they gonna spend that money on anyway?
And that's buying a name, right? I mean, buying a domain name.
Buying a domain name. Strategically. Buying a domain name
that you know is gonna pop.
That you believe is gonna pop. And here's the thing. When it comes to hip hop TLDs, I'm not saying club TLDs or sex TLDs or, you know, law TLDs, things that we'd have to really do the research on. When it comes to hip-hop TLDs, who would know better than us? Or should know better than us? And that's what we got to think about. But my thing is we start here.
Yeah.
We start the education with in our backyard with the thing that we know. We buy the TLDs, the domain names that we know, and we monetize those. We lease those. We sell those. We park those. We make money on those. And they don't cost a lot to do.
To get them from the jump. You got to get them from the jump.
To get them from the jump, right, before anyone else comes in.
So then you get them from the jump, and then who are you selling to? Because, like, right, does the outside culture that's coming, do the culture vultures come in and start to buy up the names? And therefore, you know, you get a payoff.
I wouldn't call it the culture vultures in this. If what I call it is the people that understand the business.
Right.
They come in into anything. If you know, culture
for
vultures.
For sure, culture.
They come into anything.
It's corporate.
It's corporate.
It's corporate.
Right, because if we...
Shout out to corporate.
Shout out to corporate. If we own that sex, they're going to come in. It's not like the porn industry comes in. It's like whoever's coming in, right? So, but see, the difference is that all those people on the outside, they have to do the research. Just like if we all wanted to buy .law TLDs or domain names, you and I would have to do the research. What the hell do we know about law?
Yeah.
I know a tiny bit, but, you know, I'm not going to talk about that right now. All right. So,
you would have to understand all these, like, legal contracts and
from that standpoint. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. So, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, we should buy these TLDs and these domain names and monetize them. Yes, it still takes a little bit of research because you want to buy the right ones. Just because it's in our backyard doesn't mean we know everything that's in our backyard, unfortunately. So we have to do some research to make intelligent decisions. But once we learn this here, then why not start to go out and buy in the .club space, the .com space, the .law space? That's what digital real estate is about. And our partner, Monte Khan, is the largest domain auctioneer in the industry. We lucked out with this guy.
Wow. How do you auction off the domain names?
Man, I watched this man auction off names at six figures.
Oof.
I'm like, someone bought that name for like $30 one day, and it's going for six figures. The most
what
obscene
name goes for six? I need to know that fucking name.
Man.
That website, they had the fucking six-figure dollar amount to put in the name. And that's specifically for your branding, to own that branding online, to get that top hit on Google.
Yeah. And my partner, he actually auctioned, he sold, if I'm not mistaken, the first $1 million domain name. He sold the first $3 million domain name.
Like, wow.
He's that old school.
Wow.
I'm not saying he's old. I'm not saying you old, Monty, if you're listening. I'm just saying he's a pioneer in his journey.
Monty's not listening. But goddamn, Monty, $1 million a name. Wow.
And he's been past that at this point.
For sure. So, and that proves, I mean, capitalism, just to get that to get that exclusivity. Thank mm-hmm. you. Been
no
drinking.
No
Love
no
it.
No
exclusivity. We'll do anything. We'll pay any amount. So this is something that you can say people can get on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And it's like an investment technique. It's just buying, coming up with like purple poopy pops. Purple pussy poppers.
Whoa.
.com.
.hip hop.
Yeah. And it would have to be .hip hop, right? I mean, and working through you, that's how they, you know, that's the best way to do it. And explain that some more.
Well,
how would they get involved?
Well, right now, to get a .hip hop name, like, the first thing you should do is go to get.hip hop.
Get.hip hop.
You go to get.hip hop, you learn about what a TLD is, what .hip hop is all about.
Right.
And then you look to register a name, whatever name you want to register, and then it'll give you a list of companies that actually carry the hip hop name. So you have Pork Bun, you have Names Cheap, you have Hoover, you have names like that. You know, most people immediately think GoDaddy, right?
Right, for sure.
We're not on GoDaddy yet. That's their problem. Right now, we're on a lot. We're just not on GoDaddy yet. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for all these other companies to capitalize and work with us, especially since the 50th anniversary is coming up.
For hip hop. Yeah.
Right? And this is another reason why this is such a big thing. So if people want to get into the digital real estate game with .hip hop, or just because they have a studio, have a dance school, have whatever in the hip hop culture, they just, they feel in hip hop. This is what they do. This is what they live. I was talking to your man's outside right there.
Yazil, shout out to Yazil out in the gallery.
This is what they do. This is what
I was saying earlier. I felt like, you know, this type of thing is very important to the culture because the culture is so independent unless you have that big machine around you. And so this is controlling controlling domain names for you to you sell off, when even your own, right, to own your own. And just and putting yourself into the, I guess, aligning yourself with the culture. Mm-hmm. So when it's all dot hip hop, people know exactly where they're going, why they're going there, what they're going to get when they go there. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. So salute to you for all that. And where is it going now? What's the next step with dot hip hop?
I mean, from a promotion standpoint, you know, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing right now. I want to get out there, speak to more people. My goal is two things, maybe three, which is education. I want to make sure that people understand the education on financial literacy, because that's what Digital Asset Monetary Network is about. DATI, with D-A-T-I is the symbol. That's what we're about. We're about educating and helping entrepreneurs and investors, right? So I got to get out here and do this part of the education myself. I mean, my partners, they can educate on the TLDs, but they can't have this they can't have the conversation the way I'm having it. You know what I'm saying? They can't, they don't have the same. I'm from the Bronx, like you said. I'm from University Morris Heights, right? Yeah, right around the corner from where Kool Herc did his thing, right?
Yeah. West Bronx, baby.
I grew up in those streets. I might live in Riverdale now. I'm just saying, though. I grew up in those streets.
Just went further north, that's all.
Yeah, so, you know, at the end.
Yeah, so you know the culture, and you know basically its nuances and its needs.
Yeah.
And why this is so important to the people.
Why? Because it's important. My mom always told me if money doesn't mean anything if you don't own the means of production. Right. Otherwise, you're just going to be the commodity or the result. And that's what we have in hip-hop right now. A lot of people are up in arms about, hey, you know, we got culture vultured and all this. Well, okay. Well, what you got to do different is own the means. Don't stand up and cry about it and all this other stuff. And own more of the same. Find a way to actually own the means of production. And that's why when this came along, even though I knew nothing about it, I said, I'd be a fool to, I'd be doing the whole hip hop community a disservice if I didn't jump in. I'll be doing them an even bigger disservice if I don't extend it out to them. So, you know, shout out to Dot Hip Hop Partners.
Right.
That's our first group of partners that are investing in Dot Hip Hop. It's almost like 30, 40 of them. Just straight up people from the streets of New York, not all accredited. Most of them are non-accredited. They're learning about how to invest, how to get in companies early. But the most important thing is that we have black and brown and hip-hop centric people coming in to Dot Hip Hop, and that's the promise that me, Monty, Jeff, Scott, that we're going to uphold. Is we're going to let this thing be owned by the hip-hop community. And then the next thing is making sure people are educated to learn about digital real estate.
But let's go back to that, what you were just saying. Owning, people in the community owning, because that's a huge thing. And that's a huge step, you know, and that's a key thing in how to get that generational wealth and put all those building blocks in place. Education, so salute to you. Salute to you for doing that. Exactly. And reaching back out for people. Continue on.
Then the other two things is just the education on the digital real estate, so people can make money.
Yeah,
I want people to see. You know, I recently reached out to the mayor through some avenues, and I'm like, yo, I'm not.
Oh, Eric,
Mr. Adams, right?
Mr. Adams.
And I'm just like, yo, I don't know why. I hear the celebration is about to go down, which I'm happy about, but I'm not really sure why celebrating 50 years of the commoditization of black and brown people is so great without giving them a way forward.
Right.
Right? And so I think that digital...
Cool Herc's going to be pissed at that celebration. He's going to be pissed.
Pissed off, right?
He's going to be there. He's going to be pissed.
So, I mean, but that's why I think, you know, giving people a platform where they can have a come up where, you know, education helps to make a difference in that narrative of why people are disenfranchised, why people are you know, down and out and resorting to crime and stuff like that. Right? Why there's a homelessness problem. I mean, people don't have something else to look up to other than the normal sports, entertainment, whatever seems easy, which ain't easy, because even that is like the best of the best of the 1%. But when you have a platform of digital real estate that low cost of entry, easy education, as I said before, you can get right into it, start making money right away. That's how you start changing narratives, start changing lives. Let people make money and be productive, doing something fun and exciting. And that's what we want. We want people to register up on that.
That's gorilla. That's gorilla, baby. That's gorilla. That's empowering folks.
That's what
hip hop is. It's always been gorilla, and so I like you know, kind of looking back in it. Like you're saying, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the commoditization of hip hop, people coming in and you know, making money off of hip hop that weren't a part of it, you know, and getting that back. Getting that back is very important, man, especially in this time, because I think you said something on the phone with me. You said, because in the metaverse and in Web 2 and Web 3, well, I mean, this is all going to be a digital kind of like online. That's what makes it universal. That's what makes it global. That's how you can spread your music all over the place. And so this is where it's going.
Yeah. I mean, that hip hop is technically Web 2 space because of ETH, Ethereum, is tied to the Web 3 space. Or being tied to, you know, blockchain, the metaverse, things like that. So, for example, one of the partnerships, quasi partnerships through Digital Asset Monetary Network that .hiphop has is with a company called Mellow Studios. Mellow Studios is a music collaboration platform, and people can go there from all over the world and make music together, then mint that music in one of ones, which is what they call NFTs, and sell those one of ones for like $200-$300 a unit until 2,000-3,000 units. That's crazy bank. So now an independent artist, he doesn't have to wait around for the record label to call him. He doesn't even have to wait for streams. All he has to do is go to his base and say, yo, I'm putting out this joint right now, sell it to them on, you know, at $100 a pop, and he can make 20-30 grand, and now go do the next thing with that money. Right. Go do the next come up. You know, so right now, for a matter of fact, You God from Wu-Tang, You God is doing a drop right now with Mellows. I think it drops in another 2 weeks. He started the promotion last week. It's dropping on 9 Bells.
You played a song today.
Yeah, I heard you play it. Right. Yeah. He's dropping on 9Bells.hiphop. 9Bells was Mellows was a sponsor of the Wu-Tang Clan's Nas Wu-Tang tour that they just finished.
Uh-huh.
So he's the first artist to drop on that 9Bells joint. So his NFT is coming out, and I listened to these joints, and I was impressed. Yeah, you guys have some hot shit on it right here. Yeah, it's gonna be hot.
That's dope.
So basically, now I'm tying it together, like. So you have artists like You God that are using the NFT in the Web3 space. You have in connection to .hiphop. You have artists like Snoop Dogg that is obviously, he's big in it, that are using that space, hopefully in connection with .hiphop soon enough. And then you're going to have a lot of emerging artists, all these young artists that, you know, have fans. No one knows who they are. But yet, when I say no one, I mean like on a broad spectrum, but yet they have 500,000 followers, dedicated followers. They have 1 million followers, some of these people, right? And if they put their music out like that, they can start generating that WAP and get out there and do what they gotta do. And then go get those streams. So, you know, music is gonna change dramatically. And I feel like our company, Digital Asset Monetary Network, through its relationship with Mellows and its partnership with Monty and Jeff Newman and .hiphop, we're going to be a big part of that change in the music industry. But most important, I'm looking forward to contribute to the culture. And that, I think that's probably the most important thing for me.
Oh, actually. My God. Well fucking said. How's your name? Yo, salute. Thank you so much for coming through. Tell the people, where can they find you? Where can they get more information besides going to get.hiphop?
Yeah, they can get.hiphop is where they can find everything about .hiphop. If they want to find me, then Ajene is not the most common name. So they can Ajene, Ajene Watson, they can search that and find me on LinkedIn. They can go to Digital AMN, that's Apple Mary Nancy, digitalamn.com. That's what Digital Asset Monetary Network, that's our website where they can learn about what that company does. Or they can look it up on the stock screeners at DATI, it's a public company.
Okay.
I'm usually not out here like this, so.
Well, salute you. Final shout outs to your people. A lot of people doing a lot of accounting work and programming.
And
people are like caught up in their cribs all day.
I think I just want to, big shout out to the Digital AMN team. Shout out to .hiphop team and really a big shout out to .hiphop partners, because those men and women, those people are coming through. They're participating in the ownership, and they're teaching others, yo, we can own hip hop. We can take this shit back. And that's, shout out to .hiphop partners, and you'll definitely be hearing and seeing more of them and the Brain Trust soon enough.
Sure. Salute. KD put me on to you. Salute to KD.
For sure.
100%. We're gonna come back with some more music. Check out my man Ajene on all the platforms he just mentioned. I'm not gonna re-mention them because I forgot them all. But you can listen to this show again on the rebroadcast tomorrow on Rap FM, 12 noon, to find out what we're doing. Owning hip hop. Go to get.hiphop to get more information, because that's very important. And salute you for keeping it gorilla. We're getting back to this book, y'all. Peace.
Yo, we're shaking. This is your boy DG representing Pitch Black, Brooklyn, New York. I'm up here with Gorilla Grooves Radio with DJ Fred Ones and Rhinoceros Funk. Let's go.